This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, NHL Central Scouting is out with its midterm rankings, and we'll talk to the top-rated WHL player on that list, Seattle Thunderbirds forward Matthew Barzal, now back from a long-term injury. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Tim McGauley of the East Division leading Brandon Wheat Kings, he'll join us later. All 51 WHL players listed in the NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings, 44 skaters and 7 goaltenders. Seattle's Matthew Barzal, a former first overall Bantam pick of the T-Birds, he leads the way. He's ranked 9th amongst North American skaters. This despite not having played since early November due to a knee injury. Brandon Wheat Kings defenseman Ivan Provorov is ranked 10th. Nick Merkley of the Kelowna Rockets 13th. Tri-City Americans defenseman Brandon Carlo 16th. Top-rated prospect Matthew Barzal returns to the T-Birds lineup. I asked him about the injury that sidelined him the last 10 weeks.
I'm feeling well. Everything's gone well with my rehab and the healing process. So I've been skating really hard the last week and a half, and I'm excited to get back in the lineup this weekend.
You got to be excited about the way your team is playing. I mean, you look back and how they've gone on a bit of a run here in January. They've got themselves right in the discussion for a U.S. division title. The team's been playing pretty well without you lately.
No, I know they've been working hard. I think earlier in the season, there were a lot of winnable games, one-goal games, and lately we've been capitalizing and taking a lot of points on the road too, which I think is big.
Do you think you can be 100% as soon as you get back? Do you think there'll be a bit of a feeling out process once you're back, in the lineup?
Honestly, I think probably, but that can't be my attitude. I need to feel like I'm 100% coming in and try to contribute in any way I can.
Allow me to talk individually now for a second here. Central Scouting just had their midterm rankings come out, and it doesn't look like the injury really hurt your stock all that much, ranked 9th amongst North American skaters. What's your reaction when you see the Central Scouting list that came out this week?
I mean, it's fun. It's nice to see, myself and my friends, getting ranked and stuff. It's cool. We kind of have a pretty cool group of young players down here with the four that were ranked, and we talk about it and we joke about it and stuff, but obviously it's my goal to be in that top 10 range, and I know when I get back from this injury I just need to compete hard, and hopefully I can move up a little bit, but I can't really be too focused on where they have me and stuff. I just need to be confident in how I'm playing.
I think the old adage is, team success will bring you personal success, I think, when it comes to your draft stock. So you have to think if you can carry the T-Birds into a playoff run here of some sort, can only help your stock when the final rankings are released.
Of course. I think that's any top player's goal is to, try to make a playoff run and really, push your team to try to be the best. I think we have a good core here, a good group of guys to make a playoff push, and I know that's our mindset right now.
Who steps up for Justin Hickman, who's gone down with injury? I know you get a guy like Robert Slipsberg's back, but he was a big physical presence, the captain of the hockey club. Who fills that role within the T-Birds now?
I mean, I don't know if there's really anyone that can really fill those shoes of Justin. He was, for me, he was like a big brother. He didn't let anything slide under the table. He was always worked hard every practice, every game, but I mean, I think Shea Theodore's doing a great job with the C on his chest the last week and a half. I think he's really leading by example, on and off the ice. So I think he's doing a great job. And I think everyone, kind of has taken on a bit of a leadership role. Everybody's gelling well, and nobody's really a negative asset on the team. I think everyone's been really good about everything.
Matthew, finally, we're 2 months away from playoffs, and if you look the way it shapes up, you could be in a situation where you'll play one of your top rivals in round one. Could be Everett. It could be Portland. Could you imagine a Seattle-Portland type first-round series and what that would be like?
Yeah, it would be fun for sure. I think every game you play during the regular season, whether it's Portland or Everett or even Spokane, every game's been in tight and hard-checking, so I can remember last year in playoffs against Everett. I don't think I've experienced something that intense throughout every game with the fans and with the team. I know there was some not really chirping, but they said something in the media last year that kind of fired us up a little bit, and I just remember how intense it was, and everyone wanted to win so bad. So Hopefully that can be the same presence in the first round this year.
It sounds like playoff hockey to me. Matt, great stuff getting back into the lineup here this weekend, and congratulations on your top 10 ranking in the Central Scouting, and best of luck in your return, okay?
All right, thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game was played in St. Catharines, Ontario, Thursday night. The WHL was well represented. Five WHLers suited up for Team Cherry. Swift Current Bronco forward Jake DeBrusk, Red Deer Rebels forward Adam Musel, defenseman Brandon Carlo of the Tri-City Americans, D-man Brandon Gooley of the Prince Albert Raiders, and Everett Silvertips D-man Noah Jewelson. Team Orr had eight players from the Western League. Goaltender Nick McBride of the Prince Albert Raiders, defenseman Ivan Provorov and Ryan Pilon of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Forwards Nick Merkley of the Kelowna Rockets, Jansen Harkins of the Prince George Cougars, Ryan Gropp of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Glenn Godden of the Swift Current Broncos, and Paul Bittner of the Portland Winterhawks.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is the Brandon Wheat King, and voice of the Wheat Kings Bruce Lubke caught up with Tim McGauley.
Brandon Wheat King center Tim McGauley named the Western Hockey League Player of the Week for his performance last week, which included a four-point game on home ice against the Lethbridge Hurricanes and 6 points overall in helping the Wheat Kings to three consecutive victories. And probably that last stat is the one, Tim, that is the most important for you, those three consecutive wins that this team recorded last week.
Yeah, like we really want to get the most wins here. Like we're entitled to Medicine Hat for the first in the conference, so it's a real battle here. So this is not a personal goal at all. This is more of a team goal. As long as we can get three as many wins as we can get, then we're a happy club. And it's nice to get the Player of the Week, but more importantly, we're getting wins here.
Now this is the first time I think you've been Player of the Week, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. What's the honor mean to you?
It means a lot. Like, I was very surprised when I found out. My brother actually texted me and told me I had it. So I was very surprised. And like I said, it's not an individual award. This is a team award. I mean, obviously without my teammates and Mike, it would never have happened, obviously. So I'm just happy for our team.
This week comes after what has been a rarity for you, which is just a little bit of a slump. I mean, it's not something that's happened to you very much this year, but just 1 point in your previous four games before this past week. And for you, that consistency that you've had for much of this year has been the key to the kind of season that you've had.
Yeah, consistency is a key, obviously, and it's huge. But my whole career, I've been trying to focus on my defensive first play. I'm always trying to be a two-way kind of guy. Like, my whole career, I've been trying to focus on that. So to get the points has been rewarding. But even though I went to a little bit of a slump there, it didn't really hurt my confidence at all, because I really take pride in my defensive game. So we were getting wins even when I was in my little slump there. So it was no big deal for me. And then I kind of broke out of it there at the end.
Lots of goals, lots of points, well on your way obviously to career highs in both of those categories here in your third season of the Western Hockey League. Is it just that experience of being a third-year guy that's maybe allowed you to take another step forward in your scoring ability this year?
Yeah, the experience obviously helps. It gives you the confidence, and there's a poise with the puck that you wouldn't have as when you're a younger guy in the league. But yeah, the experience helps a lot, and being a third-year guy, I feel like I got to take responsibility, be more of a leader on this team, and just try to lead by example on the ice. So, and the great line mates out there.
You mentioned the line mates. The funny thing is you've had a lot of them this year, as a matter of fact, between Bukarts and Klimchuk and Schmier and Howerlick for a while and a few other guys. But you seem like you're almost have that ability to play with anyone. How important is that?
I think it's really important. I mean, the coach should be able to trust you to put anybody on any line and expect them to do well. So I feel, I play with a lot of players in this team, and everyone's capable of playing anywhere. There's a lot of skilled guys in our team all the way up down the roster, so it's easy to play with any one of these guys. They're all great hockey players, and just have to get on the ice and build some chemistry.
You mentioned your brother, draft eligible this year for the Bantam draft. You're a former first-round pick yourself. Any advice that you're giving him? Because I hear he maybe has the potential to go in the top 22 as well.
Oh, just keep working hard, and whenever you get drafted, if you get drafted, just don't let it go to your head, basically, and just hard work will get you through.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Bruce and Brandon for his help, and to our guests, Tim McGauley and Matthew Barcell. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.